Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
We're ready.
Yes. Welcome to Off Script,
a podcast
where today we are comparing Me Before You.
Mm-hmm. This man, this is a sad one.
I know you did.
My videos.
I edited them all last night. Oh my gosh, it was so funny. I'm really awful. I'm awful.
It gets me so bad. I just start bawling.
I was sad during this one too. This was a sad one.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is the book didn't make me cry, but watching it makes me. Yeah.
I would say same. Bawl.
Yeah.
The book was not, for some reason, as emotional.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't either. Because it was literally the same. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have not even a full page of notes for this one.
It was a very good
adaptation.
Yeah. There's just a couple things that I made note of too.
Yeah, same.
So you guys, I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And I don't really have a picture to paint. We're doing a
marathon recording.
Yes.
We just finished two minisodes.
We're doing this one and then we're gonna record
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah.
So. I almost said Me Before You. That's the one you're doing.
So hopefully all our audio is good, because if one is bad, they're all bad. We've been checking every time. So hopefully.
Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny. Anyways, so.
Oh, wait. Here, I got a picture.
Okay.
All weekend, John and I have been kind of working in my. Oh, wait. No. No. Scratch that.
No picture.
I gotta tell you,
okay,
why I ended up being late. Like, not late here, but I had planned on getting back by 12:30 so I could eat so that you could get here at 1.
Yeah.
John has been wanting me to repot one of his plants for a long time, and it needed it. It was in this tiny pot and its roots were coming out of the bottom.
Okay.
So I've known it, but it's been happy, so I haven't been like priority, and it's just been gross outside and I didn't want to repot it outside. Well, we went to Walmart Friday night. Friday night, because that's when I got the two shelves for my place.
Okay.
And when we were there, he found a pot and was like, would this be a good pot to repot her in? Because one of the things is he doesn't understand when you repot plants, you have to like go a little bit wider and a little bit taller. Mm-hmm. And he has a pot at his place that's taller, but it's still the same like width. And so I've been like, no, it's got to go both ways. Uh-huh. And so he picked this one up and was like, is this good? I was like, yeah, that's good. But we could do that one. He's like, okay. So we got it. So then this morning when we woke up, he's like, can you repot 17?
He even named it. Yeah. Cute.
Actually, I think I named it and then he's just kept going with it.
It's so cute.
And I was like, yeah, I could do that. He's a helicopter parent plant.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm repotting it. First, I'm taking it out of the macrame plant hanger that we have for it. And he's like, no, 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 you're pulling on the vines. You're pulling. I was like, I am a plant person. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to kill your plant. So we finally get it out of this and I'm getting it repotted. First off, this is one that I've propagated. So I had the original Satin Pothos plant of this. It has since died, but this propagation of it is just flourishing. And so a bunch of the vines are propagated pieces. So it's not something with good roots. Found this out because as I'm like moving it to put it where I'm going to repot it, one of the things just like flies out. And John's like, oh my God, what are you doing? He's like, did you rip the root? Is that the root? Did the root hear it? I was like, no, we're fine. We're fine. It's okay. So then I'm repotting it. And at first he was like, you got to be careful with her. Remember, her roots are coming out of the bottom of that pot.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I know, John. I know.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. And my favorite part of this is when we first saw her roots coming out of the bottom, I said, I was like, oh, we should probably repot her soon because she's going to get root bound, which is really bad for plants because their roots just don't have anywhere to go. So then they kind of,
right,
it feels bad. So I finally get the plant to a point where I can take it all out. And these roots for a plant that I have propagated, I have never seen so much roots from a plant before.
Wow.
Yeah. Usually because it's like it literally starts as a stem.
Yeah.
So you would think it would just be one little root.
Yeah.
No, this was like the whole entire. Oh. Yeah. So I pulled out and I was like, oh, look, John, because in my head, I'm like, he'll be happy to see how well this plant is doing. He goes, oh, yeah, that is too root bound.
Like he knows what that is.
Yes. So I'm sitting there holding this plant and I'm like, he really just tried to throw my own thing in my hand. I was like, whatever. So then I repot it and then I was trying to put it back in the macrame thing and John was like, you can't put, no, that's putting too much pressure on the vine, that we need to put it in this hole. Like, it was, I was like, what the hell? I've created a monster who doesn't know anything about plants.
But thinks he does.
Yeah.
He's trying. That's so cute. Well, that's good. I'm glad his plant is healthy and in a bigger pot now.
Oh, what's insane is when we were taking it down, I see the plant all the time when I'm at his house and I know it's doing well and it's happy. But this is like, you know, I'm repotting it, so I'm really looking at it. I have never seen a pothos do this where it's got its vines and then like five leaves up, it's about to start a whole new vine going different way. Yeah, I was like, and I, what's funny for Mr. Like, you root bound my plant and you can't pull on the thing. I kept showing it to him and he was like, he was indifferent to it.
Oh.
I was like, John, look, this is really cool that it's happening like this. And he was like, we just need to be careful with her. That's what it was. Because I kept like lifting it up to show it to him. And he was like, no, you can't do that. You're going to rip off her leaf.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
no, look. Another leaf is growing right next to it.
How cool.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to have him. Do you remember the little plant that I bought at Parable?
No.
Oh, so it won't be as impressive. I'm going to have John send me a picture of this plant that I got at Parable because it was like, it had maybe like two stalks. It was the purple plant that was super pretty. And it was like a little tiny baby that came in maybe like a 3-inch pot. We put it in this massive, because we've potted it like 3 times and we finally just put it in this massive one. It is flourishing like I've never seen a plant flourish.
We got that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
There's your picture.
That's a good picture.
Plants.
I would say it's appropriate for a bumblebee type of episode.
It's actually true. Yeah. Didn't plan that.
Yeah, I know. All right. So here we go. Let's do it. So we do have trigger warnings, not to ruin the whole story, but it is revolved around assisted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a scene with implied rape in it. Did you get that?
No.
Oh, the maze scene?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was like, am I reading too much into this?
Nope.
That's what it felt
wasn't
like
in
me.
The movie. And so I completely forgot about that. Okay. Yes, you are absolutely right.
Okay. So doesn't go into it, but it is implied.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's do a synopsis for you. Louisa Clark, a quirky young woman who takes a job as a caregiver for Will Traynor, a wealthy man who became paralyzed after a motorcycle accident. Okay. I read that weird. As Lou attempts to brighten Will's day and convince him that life is still worth living, they form a deep bond, forcing Lou to confront difficult questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So our author is Jojo Moyes, director Thea Sharrock. Screenplay, oh, Jojo Moyes. No wonder it's
that
the same.
That makes so much sense.
Yes. All right, you guys ready for this? Audiobook reader Susan Loynes, Anna Benedict, Stephen Crosley, Alex Traeger, Andrew Wincott, and Owen Lindsay.
There were so many audiobook readers.
So many.
And it really was literally just one, except for every like random chapter, it would be a different one.
Yeah. So Susan was pretty much the only, the main one.
Yeah. But
there'd be one chapter with everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Our book came out January 5th, 2012. Movie came out June 3rd, 2016. That's 4 year difference.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do first?
I watched the movie first.
I did as well. I saw it in theaters.
Same.
Yeah.
With my mom.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then this time I read it, but I remembered it well enough. But like, it was funny because reading it, I felt like things happened or I couldn't remember certain things. And then when I was watching it, I was like, oh, no, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. Yep. So what are your initial thoughts?
It's a hard story.
It is, but it's a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, I think, sort of hits close to home because my mom's cousin, so my second cousin, is a quadriplegic.
Ooh.
And he has this awesome foundation. So it's Ricky Palomar. Damn, I don't even know how to say my own cousin. Hang on. I never say his last name. I just know him, Cousin Ricky. Okay, so Ricky Palomar, and it's like Ricky for the Cure is his thing. And so he works with the Miami Project to cure paralysis.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And he's raised over $1 million for them.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. And he was paralyzed at like 20-something.
Dang.
I know. And so like, but he is just the most upbeat guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just so positive and so happy. And like, it's just like sad. It's sad.
Yeah, yeah.
This book makes me sad.
Sam's son, our neighbor, his son, when he was like 21, was partying on a boat. Bless me. You.
Thank you.
He was partying on a boat and decided it would be fun to dive off the boat.
Yeah.
Into the water. Didn't realize how shallow the water was. Yeah. So he is a quadriplegic now. Mm-hmm. And at first, he hated life. He wouldn't do anything. But then he found wheelchair rugby.
Oh.
And so it's a bunch of quadriplegics that play rugby together. Now he has one of the best lives. He just got married this year. It's like, wow. Yeah, he's turned it around. So it's kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
So reading this, you kind of hope that Will will do that. But I also get Will's point of view, too.
I know. I will get to it. But there's a scene that I wish they put in the movie. But that's okay. We'll get to it. All right. So why did we pick it? Because we actually had to pick this one.
Yes, I picked this one. And I picked it because I realized that our love month didn't really have any love movies in it.
No.
So I was like, this one has been on our list for a while. I owned the book. I had thought that I was going to end up reading a lot of this season, but I have not read any this season. It's all been listening. So yeah, that's why.
Okay, cool. All right, I got some super fun facts. So in the book, Me Before You, Lou Clark gets a tattoo of a bumblebee because she does not in the movie. Amelia Clark, I love that they have the same last name.
Yeah.
First tattoo was also a bumblebee on her finger, which she got after wrapping the film.
Cute.
I know. Because she liked this character so much.
I like that.
Amelia Clark convinced Matthew Lewis to wax his legs.
That's hilarious, but it makes sense.
Yes, agreed. In the weeks following the release of the trailer for the film, the book went from number 141 to number 3 on today's bestseller list.
Holy crap.
I know.
That's crazy.
Right? Following the release, yeah, of the trailer, not even the movie yet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Number 4, Amelia Clark, who plays Lou, Charles Dance plays Stephen, dad, and Samantha Spiro plays Lou's mom, have all previously co-starred in Game of Thrones, but never shared scenes together. Jenna Coleman, who played her sister, her ex-boyfriend, Richard Madden, starred in Game of Thrones. And Sam Claflin previously auditioned for the part of Jon Snow.
What? And Viserys.
Uh-huh. Targaryen, but couldn't commit due to scheduling conflicts.
So damn.
Just a fun Game of Thrones
little reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Co-stars Matthew Lewis and Sam Claflin share the same birthday.
Oh, wow.
June 27th.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. All right, that's all I got.
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of talking. Ready? Here we go. We have the book. Like we said, it's mostly told by Louisa, but every once in a while there's a different chapter, and here's a different one. It starts off with Will's chapter. And Will is super flirty with his girlfriend, but he had to get up and go to work. It was raining, so she's like, don't take your motorcycle. So he doesn't, but he goes out, and then he gets hit by a motorcycle anyways.
I know. Isn't that sad?
That's a bummer.
Yeah. That's just sad. Like, I was in a motorcycle accident. No, I got hit by one.
As I was walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this pretty much happens.
Yep. Then we got Louisa. Louisa came home to her parents, grandpa, nephew, and she shared that she lost her job. The coffee house she worked at was closing down, and she went to the gym to tell her boyfriend, who was super supportive. She went to a job location area, and she tried many different jobs, but none of them stuck. Finally, she was looking at caregiving, and Lou was able to get a job interview. Her mom told her to dress smart, so she borrowed her suit, and during the interview it ended up busting a seam. The interview was for a quadriplegic, but it did not seem to be going very well. Lou thought it was for the woman's husband, but she's like, no, it's for my son. And it turns out it's more of an emotional support than a physical actual take care of, and she got the job.
Yeah, so a difference here is that when she shares that she lost her job, you find out that her dad also does not have a job, whereas in the book he has a job but mm-hmm. ends up losing it later. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't go to her boyfriend at the gym, like, she does end up talking to him. Their relationship is very different in the movie. It's not like 100%, like, it's still pretty much the same, but there's a lot of scenes that don't happen.
Yeah, and I would say I felt like trying to think which one. One of them felt like he was more supportive of her, and one of them felt like he was way more into
the book.
The book was more supportive.
Book, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
And then movie, he was way more into his
marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in the marathon too, but it's like in the book, she ends up telling him, like, hey, Will is like trying to commit suicide. Uh-huh. That's why I'm doing all this. And he was like, oh shit. Okay, you're right. This is more important.
Right.
You do your thing. Whereas in the movie, he was not like that. And then I don't remember her borrowing her mom's suit.
She did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, then, yeah, the rest of that happens.
Yes, it all does happen just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she is discussing this job with her family, and she got very nervous because it's only set for 6 months, and she's just nervous to take care of people. She goes, it's her first day, and when she meets Will, he starts screaming like a velociraptor. And his mom is super embarrassed, but they begin their day, and she's talking with his nurse, Nathan, and he let her know that, okay, so he did all that weird stuff to throw you off your guard, like, don't worry about it. And he goes over all the medication with her, but she's worried, and he's like, don't worry about it, like, it's all in the book, and I'll be here for most of it, this is just in case. Lou tried to get to know Will more, but he's just being snarky. She called her sister at lunch and was like, I need to quit. I can't do this. Sister's like, sucks for you. Tough it out. At home, she goes to her room and her sister comes in to talk. And she let her know that, like, her sister Trina let her know she's going back to university, so she won't be bringing any money in anymore. So Lou has to keep the job. And finally, he's like, fine, I'll keep it.
Yeah, this pretty much happens. Yes. I will say in the movie, the sister... In the book, the sister really seemed to care about herself.
Yeah.
Whereas in the movie, sister actually, like, cared.
Yeah.
About what was going on with her.
That was one of my negatives, was I was very sad at sister's attitude and Will's mom's attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Lou went to work and it started to become a routine. And one day Mrs. Trainer told her that Will's friends are over. She offered to make them tea, and the woman she recognized from one of Will's photos. She's fixing the fire and went to go get more wood, and then she overheard their discussion. Turns out this is Will's ex-girlfriend, and the guy there is his old friend, and they're getting married now. And Will obviously did not take this well. And so they left. But on the way out, the girl was like, told Lou, hey, I tried with him, but he wouldn't try back. And Will ended up crashing into a bunch of photos and broke them after they left. And Lou was talking to Patrick about all this. And he, all he really cared about was his triathlon. And that's all he focused on. The next day, Lou tried to fix the pictures and Will gets mad. She confronts him and says, stop being a jerk because I need this job and I need the money. And after she was honest with him, he started talking a little bit more and their relationship was less strained. And he invited her to watch this foreign film, which she did not want to because she had to read subtitles. But she ended up loving it. And Nathan made note of how his moods have been better. And they went to the doctor for a checkup. And Nathan let her know that Will is never going to get better, because she was like, oh, is this a checkup to see how much he's improved? And he's like, no, he's never going to walk again. And she went into the room before they were quite finished and saw a bunch of scars on his wrists.
This pretty much happens, but I don't remember her seeing scars.
I think she did, but it was like so brief
that it wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
But I think all of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think it happens. The one thing too is, again, it's a movie. And so, yes, this all happened, but it happens a lot quicker in the movie.
Yeah.
Like things are a little bit more drawn out in the book.
Right.
But the movie does a very good job.
Uh-huh.
Because JoJo wrote it.
Yes, makes sense. So she shows up for work one day and Mr. Trainer said that Will is not doing well. But Nathan has the day off, so the like quick nurse came and checked on him. And he was super hot. So Louisa was like, okay, he has a fever. Like, what do you do with fevers? You know, you try and break the fever. So she's bundling him up and all this sort of stuff. Eventually, Nathan came in and he's pissed because she didn't read the book because Will can't regulate his temperature. So in the end, she's like basically killing him and overheating him. And so, but they got it all figured out. Mr. Trainer wanted Louisa to stay the night. Did he? Or offered her to? Or something like...
I think offered her to, but she was like... Mm.
No, because she did stay the night.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Maybe she was worried, so she stayed the night. Oh,
that was it. Okay. Yep.
Louisa spoke to Nathan a little bit and was told not to call Mrs. Trainer, because when Mr. Trainer goes away, he goes and visits his lady friends. Mm-hmm. And she stayed in Will's room, and they got to know each other a little more. She shared that her favorite pair of tights growing up were little bumblebee tights. And she also shared that she used to ask her dad tell her something good and he would sing this silly little song, and she fell asleep and was woken up by Mrs. Trainer, who was appalled that Louisa didn't call Mr. Trainer when Will was sick, or that she felt the need to stay the night because Will was sick. And Mr. Trainer came in and he was like, oh, Louisa, I just ran to get the mail, like trying to get her out of trouble and not him in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that part doesn't happen. There's no other girls for Mr. Trainer in the movie.
No, there's no affair.
Yeah. So, but the rest of that does happen.
I'm glad there's no affair.
Yeah, because that's kind of like, I get their relationship in the book. Their relationship was already on the rocks before Will's.
Right.
Accident. And so then once Will is no longer, you know, himself, they're like, oh, shit, we got to stay together. Because now his life is turned upside down. We can't shake it up even more.
Right.
But yeah,
I like that in the movie they were able to just focus on the main story instead of add this little extra thing in there, which I'm sure is why they cut it.
Well, I also think too, because there's a sequel to this book.
Oh.
Me After You.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's some drama bits that are added in the book that aren't in the movie because of the story's continues. Oh, but I don't know.
Okay.
Because I haven't read it. So.
I know. Okay. So we have background on Louisa and Patrick's relationship and how it began. She was like a hairdresser and like cut his hair and sucked at it. And they started flirting and dating. He used to be a really fun guy, but then he got like, he was like a normal weight guy, but then he became this fitness jockey. And like, he's all about losing weight and being toned and running those marathons. And that's all he thinks and talks about. Then we go to Mrs. Trainer. And she let Will and Louisa know that his room's being cleaned, so they should go on a walk. Louisa and Will are going around the garden area, and they're getting to know each other more, and she convinces him to let him, or let her cut his hair and shave him. They go back, and she does just that. And while she's finishing up, a woman comes in, though, and starts screaming and crying, and we find out it's Will's sister. Louisa leaves, but she kind of overhears and finds out that Will had tried to kill himself by, like, a rusty nail, and his mom agreed to take him to do assisted suicide. He gave them 6 months, and she is praying something will happen in that time.
So, Will's room isn't being cleaned. They just are going on a walk to get out of the house. And Will does not have a sister in the movie. Nope. And so the conversation Louisa overhears is between Mr. and Mrs. Trainer. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Trainer is the one who is helping Will with his assisted suicide, not the mom. And the mom is freaking out because a letter came from Sweden, which is where they have to go to do the assisted suicide. And she's like, what? This is insane. He cannot. I thought things were going good. Mm-hmm. And dad's like, no, we told him we would only need him here for 6 more months. Yeah. Time's coming.
Dad's basically like, you know what? I would love him to stay, obviously, but this is his choice and I'm going to support my son. Mm-hmm. And mom, like, my baby.
Mm-hmm. He cannot go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I liked way more. This was actually a really hard choice for me because there's little points like this that I'm like, way better in the movie. But then there were stories in the book that I was like, I wish they put that in there.
Yeah.
But I just like the mom's relationship with everything better in the movie.
Yeah.
Because she's just snotty in the book.
I didn't think she was snotty in the book.
I thought she was a little brat. Like, I feel like she had Louise's back the whole time in.
Yeah, that's true.
In the movie, and she did not like her at all in the book for a while.
That's true.
Speaking of, this chapter, we have Camilla Trainer, the mom. She never meant to set out to help her son die. She shared how much she loved her son and daughter and how involved in her kids' lives they were, or she was. And one day he told her that he wanted to end his life after the accident. She's shocked and just kind of ignores it, like, no way. And eventually they found him near death because he had slit his wrist on a rusty nail that was sticking out of the wall and just went back and forth, and back and forth. And at that point, she's like, okay, fine. I will help you go to Sweden, but please give me 6 months. And he agreed.
Mm-hmm. This obviously does not happen in the movie because mom is not okay with this.
Yes. Then we're with Louisa. She was out of it. She's like, I can't even focus. And Will could tell something was wrong. When she left, she wrote down her resignation letter for Mrs. Trainer, and she got home and her neighbors are going through this very public breakup. Mrs. Trainer pulled up and asked to speak with her, and Louisa told her the truth and said, I can't be involved with this. Mrs. Trainer offered her more money, like anything she wanted for Louisa to stay, but she said no. She asked her to take the weekend to think about it. So Louisa went inside, and then when her sister came home, she confronted her because all she told her parents was that I quit. Like, she didn't say why or anything like that. And her and her sister had a fight. Eventually, her sister came quietly with wine, and they were able to talk about it. And after, they had the idea to change his mind, like plan fun activities so he sees that life is worth living.
A good chunk of that does not happen in the movie. Mm-hmm. Basically, the only thing that happens is that after this, she goes home and is very distraught and upset. And her sister and her talk about it. And her sister is like, hey, here's an idea.
Yep. So Will's mom and sister were not too excited about this idea. But dad's like, absolutely, let's do it. He rejected. But dad said, no, mom and sister are not going on these outings with them because he needs to feel like a man and just be able to do this by himself or with Louisa and Nathan. Louisa spoke with her sister at Patrick's track race, and she gave her a list of activities. Trina was like, here, this, and Louisa's like shot every single one of them down, basically. And so she gets pissed off. She's like, why am I even helping you? And at home, they're in even more heated because Trina kept trying to take Louisa's stuff off to college with her. And then Louisa's like, mom, can I have the big room when she leaves? And this created another huge fight. And Louisa did research on her own now to find activities for Will.
Again, this essentially doesn't happen in the movie. There's no... Louisa never has an issue with where she is staying in the house. There's no issue with her having a small bedroom. She never moves out of her parents, and Trina never tries to take over her room. And Trina does help her. There's not like a fight over it. But then Louisa also does do research on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trina was a lot more supportive, I would say, in mm-hmm. the movie.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So she came up with this day where they would go horse racing, or go like watch horses race and bet on them. But let me explain every detail. But
just in case you didn't know what the horse races were. Yes.
But everything went wrong. Oh my gosh. They didn't park in the disabled lot because they didn't know it was there. So they had to push him through the mud. Mm-hmm. The horses did not do well, and Louisa lost out money. They couldn't get into this restaurant because it was premier badges only, and Louisa had a fight with the hostess. Eventually, they went home, and Will got stuck in the mud worse than before. And Louisa had to go back into the horse race place and lied, saying Will was a war vet so that these drunk guys would come out and help move him. And Will just wanted to go home. And Lou is like, I just want everybody to be happy. And he's pissed off. He's like, you didn't ask me what I like. And he's like, you're like everybody else, just assuming you know what I want. He's like, I hate horses, but no one ever asked me that because you thought you knew best.
So a good chunk of this does happen. It just doesn't happen exactly how the book has it. Mm-hmm. Like, she never lies about him being a war vet. It's just that when they get to the horse races, they get stuck and they ask the guys that are walking by if they can help. And the guys are nice and like, oh, yeah, of course we can help. Mm-hmm. And then I don't. Does Will say that he hates horses? I don't remember him saying that he hates horses in the movie.
I don't remember either.
I do think he gets upset at her for thinking she knows best for him. But yes. I don't think he's like, I hate horses.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Louisa shared a story when she was younger that she was working as a parking assistant at the castle, which is where like this whole takes place. They're in England and the trainers are rich because they own this castle. And it's like a tourist spot and everything like that. So she was working as a parking assistant at it one summer. And she's having really fun with the girl she's working with. And after they're done, they met up with the boys and they all got kind of drunk and they went into the maze. And then something happened and she got stuck and lost in the maze. And her sister finally came in and found her. And when they got home, they went to their rooms and didn't talk about that night ever again. Will let her know that. That was one part of the chapter. And then the next part is, well, I guess we'll just stop there.
Did that happen? No, that does not happen in the movie.
No.
Okay. The whole maze thing does not happen.
Okay. Will let her know that his friend is playing in the orchestra and offered his tickets, or offered Will tickets. And he's like, here, do you want these with to go with your mom? It was like, meh, I don't really like classical music. So she passed. But this upset Will because she's like, you don't do anything. How do you know what you like and don't like? So she's like, fine, I'll go, but only if you go with me. And so he agreed, but she didn't know what to wear. So she brought like three dresses over and tried them on, each of them for him. And finally, him and Nathan are like, oh, it's the last one. And they went to the show and he had a tag in his shirt. And so she had to bite it to break it off with her teeth. And it began and she loved it. And after, they just sat together in the car to enjoy the moment.
Was the dress red? For this one, because I thought the red dress was for the wedding in the book. I was kind of mad about that when I watched the movie.
I thought she wore the same dress twice because she knew Will liked this dress.
Oh, you might be right.
I think that's what happened.
I think you're right. Okay. Okay. Well, that doesn't happen in the movie. She only wears it to this. Mm-hmm. And then she gets the tickets because this is part of her. Let me try to make Will love life again. Mm-hmm. And so it's not his friend and Will's not offering the tickets to her. But then the rest of it happens.
Louisa wanted to send a thank you note to Will's friend. But he said no because he doesn't like people writing for him. So she's like, okay. And she got him this voice to text machine to attach to his chair. And she let him know about her birthday party coming up. And he's like, but I know you don't want to go. And he's like, no, I'll definitely go.
And so she told her parents about it, and mom starts freaking out, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna make this place perfect and everything. So birthday comes, Nathan drops off Will, and her dad is very awkward and like tries to do a handshake, but Will made a joke and like they moved on, and it was just a very pleasant night. He was being a very good gentleman. So eventually Patrick comes up late, and he's getting jealous of Will.
I will say, in the book, he doesn't show up as late as he does in the movie, because the mom like was making comments and then he showed up, whereas in the movie he like showed up halfway through dinner.
Yes, very true.
Like, oof.
Very true. They didn't start dinner until he showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, Patrick. So Patrick suggested being Will's trainer to get him more mobility again. And Louise was like, shut up. Stop it. And it was finally present time. And grandpa, mom, and dad got her this homemade photo album. Patrick got her this necklace. Did it say Patrick in the book?
No.
Okay.
No,
I didn't think it did. Necklace. It's like a heart necklace, which she does not wear necklaces. So she's like, oh, thanks. And Will got her bumblebee tights. And she loved them because she had said when they were first talking about it, they don't make them for grown-ups anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so as he left, he made slight mention to Louisa and Patrick. That's like, oh, Louisa gives the best sponge baths. And like Patrick goes off the wall. And that night, Patrick starts voicing his jealousy. They had sex to prove what a great boyfriend he is. And
that's how you do right? it.
After Patrick fell asleep, Louisa opened the card that Will gave her. And there were 10 50-pound notes inside.
Yeah, that's insane.
I know.
Yeah, pretty much all this happens except for Patrick shows up way later in the movie. The heart necklace he gives her is also, it's got his name in it.
That's so funny.
And she never opens his card.
No.
So who knows if that happens.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. You guys, okay. So there are newspaper articles all over the place about this footballer who did assisted suicide. People are not happy, and there's controversy all over the place around it.
That does not happen in the movie.
No.
Which I was kind of shocked about, because I feel like assisted suicide is still kind of a taboo subject.
Yeah.
So you would think there would have been a little bit more of the contention in the movie, but
yeah,
apparently not.
They were trying to keep it more rom-com than chit-chatty. Even though I heard that when this movie came out, the quadriplegic community was very upset.
Oh.
Because they were like, why is it painted off that this life is awful?
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I guess I'm jumping to it now. Later, Louisa finds a chat room in the book.
Yeah.
And is like, a lot of the people are like, no, you know, it does suck at first, but you know, it gets better. Like, there's a lot of positives on it, but they didn't put any of that in the movie.
Yeah.
So there was no positive spin on the quadriplegic life.
In the movie, which
bummer. They should have done that, I think.
I agree. I know one of my notes is that there's no quad group.
I know.
And that was one of the better parts of
the book. I liked the quad group.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Louisa's sister comes back to town for the weekends when she's not at university. And they're not sleeping very well in the box room, the little room, because her son is used to a bigger bed. And so then we find out Louise's dad lost his job and Will got invited to his ex's wedding. And he's like, and Louisa spoke to Will about traveling and where he'd like to visit. And he's like, nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. She's like, where should I visit? And he said, Paris. She's like, okay, let's go to Paris. And he's like, no, I don't want to go because one, they're like the worst city for quadriplegics. Two, last time I was there is what I want to remember, me being able to walk and explore and do all this sort of stuff. And she's just getting frustrated, but she's like, oh my gosh. So Will's mom had a meeting with Louise about how it's going. And they both agreed that he is smiling and talking more, but they aren't sure if it's enough.
Will's mom and her never really meet up to be like, how is it going? Is it going well?
Yeah.
And the rest of that happens except for the sister coming and sleeping in her room. And Louise's dad lost his job already. It's been gone this whole time.
Yes. All right. So these were long chapters. Okay. So Will and Nathan had bets going on about how Louisa's life was boring. And like when they're like, what are you doing on Friday? And she's like, I don't know, watching TV. So they like traded money because they were winning and losing. And so when Louisa confronted him about it and was like, this makes me feel really bad. He's like,
you have a great life. You need to start living it. Like, do something. And I just loved that this whole time Louise is trying to make him realize how worth life is worth living. Mm-hmm. But on the same side, he's making her realize it too. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was so cute. Mm-hmm. So Will went into the hospital because he had an infection. And Louisa spent time in the library while she wasn't at work. And she found the forum, as we were talking about, with all these other quadriplegics. She asked about ways to change Will's mind about assisted suicide. And there were some nice answers. You know, some revolved religion. Some revolved, like, just being there for him. And one said, why do you want to change his mind? Just let him do it if that's what he wants. And then she was planning more adventures. Some were successful. Some were not. On their way home, they passed this tattoo shop. Louisa made small talk and was like, I always wanted a tattoo. And he's like, let's do it. And so she got a little bumblebee tattoo, and Will got the Best Buy date. And it was his accident.
That does not happen in the movie.
Okay.
Like, none of that happened. I mean, he goes to the hospital for an infection.
Yeah.
But Louisa hangs out with him.
Yeah. So now Trina's sleeping in parents' room. And it's like this whole sleeping situation is a big deal. And so eventually she bunked at Patrick's house. But Patrick, it was not comfortable sleeping at Patrick's house either, because it didn't feel like her house. It was not comfy, cozy or anything. And so earlier in the day, she had seen Mr. Trainer with another girl, but she kind of like averted her eyes and didn't say anything. Will had brought this up, and he asked if she saw them, and she said yes. Then Will's like, hey, I have a spare room at my house, because I can tell you're not sleeping well, because she had shared about the drama too. She said she would think about it and went home for the day.
None of that happens.
Nope. So when she got home, her dad let her know that he got a job as maintenance at the castle, which means Mr. Trainer hired him. She called Will and was like, was this like a blackmail thing that you had to do to get my dad a job? But when she said it, she felt really bad. And he's like, no, my dad needed a maintenance guy and your dad needed a job. Perfect match. And so she went out with Patrick and she let him know about the job and staying at Will's. And he offered her to move in at his place. And he didn't seem very excited about it. But he's like, yeah, I mean, we've been together 7 years. Might as well.
Could you imagine?
I'd be like, wow.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, we should break up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But she said yes, and they moved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, Louise and Patrick don't move in together in the movie, but her dad does get a job for Mr. Trainer, and she does call Will being like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So Louisa moved in with Patrick, and she went to take care of Will, and he was cold. They were just not being nice to each other. And one day someone was at the door, and Louisa did research and found out that he was a lawyer who specialized in wills.
Yep. That happened.
Yep. Wills, like,
oh,
legal stuff.
Not Will Trainer.
Specialized in wills. What if there are lawyers out there that's like, I only
work with wills.
I only work with Allison's. I only work with Brianna's.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. That'd be a pain in the ass to find a lawyer.
I know.
Sir, work with me. Nope. You don't have the right name.
So she decided to tell Mrs. Trainer, and she was shocked. When Louisa said that she moved in with Patrick, she got upset. She accused her and was like, why couldn't you have waited a couple months? We know how vulnerable Will is, and he likes you. Louisa was pissed because she's like, I can't put my personal life on hold for a job. And when she got home, she spoke with Patrick about moving in together and if it was the right thing. And he's just irritated. He's like, why do women always do this? Can't they just accept? Why do they got to deep dive into everything? So she was annoyed and she went out. Actually, I'll stop there.
None of this happened. I mean, the Will thing happens with the lawyer.
Yeah.
But the rest of it doesn't.
Yes. So she went out with Will and they walked around the castle, and he wanted her to go in the maze. And she was hesitant, but she eventually did. And she began having like panic attacks, remembering the night that the boys raped or did not rape her. I don't know.
I'm pretty positive it was a rape.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it talked about how they started kissing her and everything. And then it kind of just like it jumped to her crying. Uh-huh. And so she didn't want to tell this to Will, though. So he then shared his biggest fear about he's so scared about what could still happen to him in the wheelchair. And then she told him and he said, hey, this is not your fault, which no one's ever told her before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really sad.
That is why I think it's a rape.
Yeah, I think so too.
That does not happen in the movie.
Nope. I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah.
That was sad, but.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, Will asked what she's doing on Saturday and asked if she wanted to go to a wedding. They ended up going to his ex-girlfriend's and best friend's wedding. It was 2 hours away, but they got there and Will's acting pretty good. He spoke with a lot of people from his past. And this one woman, who was very sweet, gave Louisa a card for future trainings for things that she might want to do with her life. Louisa was getting very drunk, and because she didn't realize there was alcohol in the drink she was drinking, she's like, oh my gosh, I have to drive you home. Mm-hmm. And Will's like, nah, I found a hotel up the road. Like, keep drinking. And so she sat on his lap and they went out and danced together. And then she got a text from Nathan. It's like, is everything okay? And she's like, yep. And she felt like a breakthrough moment. She's like, oh my gosh, all I need to do is get Will around people that he likes and his mind will change.
The only thing that didn't happen here is he did not get her that drunk. Like, and she got drunk, but like Will in the book was like, have three more.
Yeah, she was wasted in the book.
Yeah, she was wasted in the drunk.
In the drunk. Yeah, I'm a little drunk.
So yeah, but the rest of that did happen.
Mm-hmm. So now we have one of those random chapters. We're with Nathan now. And Will sent Louisa home after they got home from the wedding. And Mrs. Strainer is pissed because she's like, you didn't even text me to say if you were okay or not. Like, I'm over here worried. I'm with Mrs. Strainer on that one. That was kind of irresponsible. Mm-hmm. He let Nathan know that none of his tubes got changed or anything. He didn't want Louisa to do anything when she was drunk. And now Nathan's pissed because he's like, you could be infected. Like, this is bad. Mm-hmm. And after everything got done, Louisa had come back and Nathan could tell something was up between the two of them. Will asked Nathan, hey, you want to go on holiday with us? And now he's a little less pissed at them. And he's like, yeah, sure. But something's going on between Mrs. Trainer and Louisa. It's not good.
I mean, the majority of that does happen. The only thing that's not going on is Mrs. Trainer and Louisa's beef.
Yeah. So back with Louisa. Louisa is out riding a bike while Patrick's running. And she let him know, hey, I can't go to do your marathon with you because I have a holiday that I have to take Will on. And he got pissed. And this is when she admitted to him, hey, I have to do this because Will is trying to do assisted suicide and I need to change his mind. He's still upset, but he runs off. And she decided to go full force and went back on the message boards and to find a holiday that would work for Will. She found this really awesome place in California. There was swimming and skydiving, which all specialized in quadriplegics. She went back to her house and talked with her sister and admitted that she is trying to find a new job because she's falling for Will.
Yeah. So I gotta say, I think the trip she was planning was such a, like, I'm glad in the book that it ends up not being able to be that trip. Cause I was like, I almost feel like the trip she was planning, cause she found like a hotel that was specifically for quadriplegics and things like that. And I was like, I feel like you're almost throwing it more in his face rather than finding something to be like, oh, hey,
you can do normal
things. So I was like, this trip would have made it worse.
Probably.
He's about to get real pissed. But the rest of this does happen, except in the movie, she does not tell Patrick that Will is planning on committing suicide.
No, she does not. So she went back to her house and was talking with her sister. Did I say this part already? How she is trying to quit her job because she's starting to fall for Will. And she gets home and Patrick apologized.
Actually, you did say that part. Louisa in the movie isn't trying to find another job because she's falling for Will.
No, she's not. So she gets home to Patrick and he apologized and he like made her dinner and everything. They had a whole nice night and he worked really hard and made sure he talked about anything and everything other than running and working out. And he's like, you're right. I need to start putting you first. And I apologize. I'm so sorry. And then he sees the trip that she had planned. And he's like, this is a honeymoon. This is not a trip for him. And then he went off and she understood where he was coming from, but they ended it.
So Patrick doesn't come and apologize. Well, he does. It's just not in the book. It makes more sense because he's like, okay, I realize that was really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But then the rest of this does happen.
Yeah, I would say this seems pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just felt so bad for Patrick. Really? Because it's like he's made off to be the bad guy, right? Because he's like the jealous boyfriend.
Yeah.
But he has every right to be jealous.
100%.
And I was like, aw. Yeah.
I mean, the thing too is they also have a 7-year relationship that hasn't moved forward.
Right.
So obviously something's up there.
Right.
So there's that too, but I do agree. I feel bad for him too. I'm like,
yeah, he's definitely not the perfect boyfriend because like he's been putting his like work and exercise above her, but she didn't do anything about it. And except for start falling for another guy behind while she's still in a relationship, probably not great. All right. So now we're with Steven, who is Mr. Trainer. And Louisa moved into the trainer's house now. And Will's dad was not super sure about Louisa when she first started, but he ended up thinking she's wonderful and the best option for his son. Mrs. Trainer was still iffy about her. And she sat down. Louisa sat everyone down and laid out her plans for the holiday. They looked to Will to see what he thought. And he said, yeah, sure, we can do that. And then Mr. Trainer went on a date with his mistress. And she kind of felt frustrated because Will's accident is what stopped them from continuing their life together. But she would never say that. But in the end, their life can't continue until Will's ends. And then Will gets pneumonia.
So Will gets pneumonia when Lou is on a bike telling Patrick about the trip. She then gets a phone call and has to run to go be with him. And Louisa never moves into the trainer's house, and there's no affair. So this part doesn't really happen except for Will getting pneumonia.
Yep, pretty much. So then we're with Louisa again, and Louisa ran to the hospital, and eventually she got to Will's room and she asked Mrs. Trainer, hey, do you want a break or anything? And Mrs. Trainer's like, no, I'm good. But eventually she did leave, and Louisa stayed with Will for a little while, and he woke up. She's trying to be all silly and he's like, I'm not in the mood to be witty right now. She went home and canceled all the travel plans. She had a heart-to-heart with Nathan, who also knew of Will's life plans. And he said he'd love him to change his mind, but honestly, he wants whatever Will wants because he's miserable and he wants him to be happy.
Yeah, this pretty much happens.
Yeah, I would say. I would say the only thing is, like, Mrs. Trainer, when she asked, do you want a break? She's like, yes, I would love to go change my clothes. But in the book, she was like, no, I'm not leaving my son.
Yeah.
All right. So they ended up going on a new holiday. Lou was super stressed at the airport, but it turned out okay. And she was nervous, though, because Will slept for the first few days they got there. But it ended up getting better, and it turned out to be a really good trip. Nathan started seeing this girl because she's a fellow Kiwi. And Will convinced Lou to scuba dive, which she was scared at first, but then she ended up loving. On the last day, Lou and Will kissed and they had a heart to heart about everything. And he says, nothing's going to change my mind about this, but I would love it if you came with me, like when I went through with it. And she's like, it's in less than a week. So I like, we need to decide now. And she flipped out and she's like, I wish I never met you.
And this happens.
Yep. Pretty accurately. Louisa was very upset with Will and she wouldn't talk to him the entire rest of the way home. And when Nathan asked her about it, she verified that, yeah, he didn't change his mind. They got home and his parents met them at the airport and they invited him for lunch and Lou said no. And Mrs. Trainer followed her and Lou turned in her notice and said, you don't have to pay me for these last few days. And Mrs. Trainer broke down crying.
Yep, that happens.
Yep. So now we're with Trina. And Trina said these last few days, Lou has been so sad. She's never seen her sister this sad before. Louisa shared how Will is going through with it and she just cried. And eventually she told her parents at dinner and they were furious that the trainers put their daughter through this. And then reporters started showing up. There were about 27 of them on the lawn and like they were phone calling everything. So they just leave everything to voicemail. And Trina ended up calling Patrick and found out that he tipped them off for a good bit of money and she was pissed. Mrs. Trainer called and asked for Louisa to call her back and Lou's terrified because she's like, oh my gosh, what if they're at their house and she's gonna blame me? But Trina's like, you gotta call him back.
Yeah, this part doesn't happen.
No. I was kind of upset.
But
it did. Like, why would Patrick do that?
I mean, I know.
I get that he's upset.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude.
But this is a horrible way to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with Louisa again, and Louise is getting ready to go to the airport because Will had requested her, even though he requested her before. But now she had time to actually stew on it and was like, OK, yeah, you're right. I got to go. Mm-hmm. Her mom was very adamant that she does not go. But Trina's like, no, she's going to the airport. And she drove her to the airport. And when she got there, she got in late. So she did it at this hotel. And then she began chatting on the web again with some of the quad support groups. And it was this same guy that she had personally been messaging before. And he's like, if he's already in Switzerland, there's no changing his mind, but just be there with him. And so she went to the Life Ending Center, and his dad and mom and sister were there, and she asked to speak with Louisa alone. They snuggled on the bed, and he told her to tell him something good. Or no, she said, tell me something good. He said, tell me something good. And she told him the story about their whole life and like meeting and all this sort of stuff. And after the conversation, he asked for his parents to come in.
So the main difference here is that Louisa is the one who decided that she needed to go to Will.
Was it her dad?
Well, her dad went and talked with her, and she was like, I can kind of tell that I need to go. Yeah. Like, do you think I should? And then he was just like, well, what do you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I gotta go. And there's no staying at a hotel. Just she goes and she lands and she's there. Yeah. But her sister does take her.
Yep. And I wish... In the movie, she asked him, that's why I was getting confused, tell me something good. And that's when he sang the little silly song that she had told him.
Mm-hmm.
I was so sad when I heard that. And I was like, wait, where's the silly song?
That's hilarious. I know.
So then we have this chapter about legal information, and basically that like Louisa got a portion of the will, like all the family was testified and they were fine, and like they tried to stop Will, so they should not be held in court for this, and Will was tested and he was a good candidate and all this sort of stuff, which
that doesn't really happen.
No. Then we get Louisa's epilogue, and Louisa was sitting in a cafe in Paris, and she was reading a letter that Will had left her, and he left her a lot more money than she originally thought. And he's like, this is start your life, to buy a house and pay for college so you can do something with your life. And he said what a wonderful impact she had on his life, and he was so grateful for her and that she was the best part of his life.
Yep, that happens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a sad, sad movie.
I know.
Very sad.
Like, the whole time you're expecting it to be this, he changes his mind, because it's obviously a romantic comedy and it's always happy. The
happy ending.
But, no, not this one.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm intrigued by the sequel, because I don't know what the sequel could be.
I know. What could it be about?
Obviously Louisa, but.
I know. All right. So we have some IMDb cast, 58 people. We have our wonderful Sam Claflin as Will Traynor.
I love him so much.
I love him.
He's so good.
I know. Amelia Clark played Louisa.
She's so perfect as Louisa.
So, yes. Agreed. Like, she makes the whole movie.
She does.
This was like, I read her first rom-com and I'm like, oh, you do so many more.
Have you seen The Last Christmas?
No, my mom watched it this year, though.
It's really good.
She said it was so good.
It's really good. Like, yeah, me and my mom saw it when it came out in theaters, and then I just showed it to the residents, and they all loved it, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Watch it next year. We have Jenna Coleman played Trina.
What's funny is she plays my least favorite companion in Doctor Who.
Oh, no.
But that's just because she comes in right after Amy and Rory, and I love Amy and Rory.
Oh, so. Sorry about that.
She replaces them. I mean, they get killed in the show. So it's like, usually a companion comes in and replaces just because, like, oh, it's time for a new companion. It felt like a betrayal.
Oh,
I was so mad. But anyway, she was great as Trina.
Yeah, she was good. We have Matthew Lewis as Patrick.
It's funny to see Neville playing a dick.
I know, but he wasn't. Like, he was and he wasn't. Maybe that's also why I'm like, I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Poor little Neville. I love him. I don't think I've really seen him in anything other than this and Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Janet McTeer played Camila Trainer, Will's mom.
Yeah, she did good.
She did very good. Mm-hmm. Charles Dance, Stephen Trainer, his dad.
It's funny because his character in Game of Thrones is a dick. So always like
expecting it.
So then when it's this like really nice guy, I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Right. No, he did very good. I liked him.
Yeah.
And then Stephen Peacock. Oh, how fun. Played Nathan.
He did really good.
I liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. No recasting.
No.
Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I agree. Do the characters stay true?
Some of them.
Yeah. I'd say for the most part, I would say Trina changes and Will's mom changes.
Yeah. Those are the main two.
And Patrick sort of, but not super.
No. I just think some of his storylines left out.
Yeah.
So that kind of changes him, but it's not.
Yeah.
He's not written differently, I don't think.
Right. Oh, and then dad, because he's not an adulterer.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a big one. Good point.
What do you prefer?
I prefer the movie.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were scenes like the bumblebee scene and like other bits and pieces here. But having mom like Louisa and having sister Trina like Louisa, I feel like were so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just made more of a...
Yeah, happy. I like, because the movie focuses more so on, kind of like you said, on Louisa and Will's relationship in that story, mm-hmm. and doesn't throw in the added drama of like Louisa not having a room to sleep in and then moving in with Patrick and her conflict with her sister and all of that. So,
right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Yes. Mm-hmm. But you guys, it's the same one thing.
It is. It's. Yeah.
You watch one, you get both stories, unlike a lot of our comparisons we've done.
Very true.
Would you recommend it to a friend?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I've already told my mom. I was like, Mom, we have to watch this. But anyways, so sneak peek.
Yeah.
Our website is offscript253.wizsite.com. Blah, 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 offscript.
Allie's so good at promoting us. She screws up the website. Blah, 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 blah.
offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. One day, maybe we'll pay for a real domain.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see how that goes.
We're enjoying free right now.
Mm-hmm. Free is the best. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But if you want us to get a legit website, you should rate, subscribe, and review.
If we make money, then we can make better content for you.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Yeah, the only way we can do that is
if we get bigger.
Yes. No one pays babies, so... So did you guys know that? We make no money off this podcast. This is all for fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point to bring up. We've been doing this for 4 fucking years.
And we just put our effort in. We get no reward out of it other than saying, that was fun.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. All right, you guys. Well, speaking of, you know, putting in money and not getting anything out, we put in money to be sponsors for the Nerd Party.
Yeah.
So on June 7th, come out to Kent, Washington, and we'll be having a little booth there.
Yeah, come check us out. Stop by, be on an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Help us promote ourselves better, because we suck at that, man.
Yes.
Put me in a booth in a crowd of people. I tell Allie, let's just record our episodes.
I don't want my girl.
Who cares about them? We should finish our episode.
Do you think you're going to be same nervous as... coming here?
I don't think I'll be as nervous this year, but you're gonna have to be the one that's like, hey,
like I was last year. All right. Hey, come chat with us. Oh, gosh. Wednesday, we should have a mini-sode for you.
Yes, we should. Do I know what we're gonna talk about? No.
No, mystery.
We've got a few locked and loaded. I just don't know when I'm releasing them.
Yep. And then on Monday, we have Where the Crawdads Sing.
This was another popular request from Nerd Party last year.
It was. Yeah. If you come to Nerd Party, you guys, you can request and we might do them.
Mm-hmm. If you get enough requests,
if we
might do a whole nother season. That's just requests.
I know. If we like use our flyer correctly. God. Guys, last year we printed out this flyer and it was like, what book would you like? And everything. And we were like, okay, you know, we'll get the ball rolling and we'll sign it like to
so people know what to do. Mm-hmm. We freaking were like, okay, well, it's like we thought we were signing up for our newsletter.
Yeah.
So we put our email and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it was halfway down the page when someone caught it and was like, oh, what book would I like?
Yeah, that was dumb of us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, but luckily no one knew it was us.
Yeah. Except for now.
Yes. You may cut that if you wish. I just thought it was a funny story. All right. Anyways, you guys. So with that, maybe for you,
went off script.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.